Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to episode 2 of season 3 of Owning It, the Anxiety Podcast, with me, your host, Caroline Foran. I hope you are taking extra good care of yourself right now. As I said in episode 1, for season 3, I am now focusing on shorter solo episodes with just myself to provide you with some more specific tools or coping mechanisms or simply just things to consider that might help as you continue to own your anxiety. And I will be back with season 4, which will be my guest interviews very soon. This week, I wanted to hone in on something I explore in quite a lot of detail in my second book, The Confidence Kit, and I want to bring it to your attention now, and it's something called a stretch zone experience. Stretch zone experiences are absolutely essential if your aim is to lessen the grip that anxiety has over your life. That being said, when you're feeling really anxious, the last thing you want to do is put yourself in the position of a stretch zone experience. Before I explain exactly what a stretch zone experience is, we have to understand the comfort zone model, which again, I map out very clearly in my second book if you haven't had a chance to look at that already. So I think it's safe to say we're all very familiar with the comfort zone. I think it's different for everyone, but has been defined as a psychological and behavioural state in which we feel emotionally safe and at ease. Some people will feel that they're in their comfort zone when they are curled up on the sofa, watching Netflix. That's certainly my comfort zone. Others will feel completely at ease hosting a live radio show. I just did an episode yesterday for a guest for season 4 with Alison Curtis, who hosts a Today FM show, her own weekend show. And she was saying that despite her experience of anxiety, when she's sitting down in front of that microphone, she just could not feel more at ease. So however your comfort zone looks, there's no stress here, as we know exactly what we're doing. We are anxiety neutral. We're in control. Nothing is strange to us here, and nothing requires effort for us here, as we are operating within the limitations of all the skills, the abilities, and the experiences that we've had thus far in our lives. Now, it's incredibly important that we respect and nurture our comfort zones, despite the fact that the poor old comfort zone does get a lot of bad press. You'll often hear quotes about how nothing good has ever happened to anyone who's stayed in their comfort zone for too long, or that you have to step outside of it to really be living your life to the full. Now, this is absolutely true to a certain extent, but not to the extent that you'd want to spend all of your time outside of your comfort zone. Not to the extent that you should opt out of the comfort zone entirely. This would be a terrible idea. And if you did this, you would be permanently stressed, you'd experience constant anxiety, you wouldn't benefit from any of the resting or healing afforded to us by the comfort zone, and you'd just burn out to the point of causing yourself harm. And obviously that is not ideal. The comfort zone is, it's where we heal and rest and recover. And it's for precisely this reason that we should always make time for it. When we go beyond the comfort zone, which when you're experiencing anxiety is not something you really feel like doing, we enter the learning zone. The learning zone is a place where we experience stress, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. We're beyond our everyday terms of reference. We're not entirely sure of what we're doing. We feel a little bit out of control, perhaps, and we don't feel that we naturally have the skills or the resources within us to cope with everything here. So it does require a little bit of effort. However, while it's stressful, it's here where we expand on our skill set, where we learn new things, and where we have the potential to experience a breakthrough. The learning zone provides us with what's known as something called optimal anxiety, which I know sounds like too good to be true. And with that, we can develop ourselves further. So similar to the comfort zone, the learning zone is not a place that we should avoid for the fact that it's where we have the potential to grow and to develop as people. But it's also not a place that we want to stay put in all the livelong day. So if we stay in the learning zone the whole time, we are at risk of entering another zone. And this zone takes you beyond the learning zone, and I call it the panic zone or the danger zone. And in my explanation of this zone, I do not want to scare you, I just want to inform you of the different modes of being or living. So this is where you might be at risk of going if you live your life entirely in the learning zone, pushing yourself each and every day with no experience of the comfort zone in between. So if you experience anxiety to the extent that I would have, you probably have either already been to this point and you are familiar with it, or you spend maybe a lot more time in your comfort zone and this just seems like something crazy, like why would you ever go here? Now, you don't want to go here, that's the main thing. When you're always on to the next thing in the learning zone with such speed that you're no longer learning and growing, but you're burned out to the point that you are suffering, this is when you can enter the danger or the panic zone. And this is when we experience so much stress that it's no longer the beneficial kind of stress. When we completely disregard the comfort zone, we can put ourselves at risk of winding up here. And when we get here, the stress that we first thought would help us to grow is now actually just kind of counterproductive. And sometimes if we don't instantly recognize that we are in the danger zone, we can fall through the cracks. And again, I don't mean to say this to scare you, but we can find ourselves in another zone, which I call the doldrums, or to be honest, I just call it the shit zone. And this is where you have suffered to such an extent that you don't have much of a comfort zone left at all. You don't feel comfortable or at ease in any situation. You have constant anxiety, even just sitting on your sofa. And that's exactly where I found myself in 2014, after just pushing myself from one thing to the next and having no compassion with myself and complete disregard for resting and healing, and thinking that I had to be pushing myself in order to prove that I'm living and coping. And of course, that was not fun. That set me up for a whole, you know, year of really crippling anxiety. But as horrible as it is, it's not a life sentence once you understand those different zones. And you can, in time, with patience and compassion and everything we've already covered so far in this series and in the books, get yourself back to the safer zones of comfort, the comfort zone, whatever that is for you, with occasional and very necessary visits to the learning zone. So they're the four distinct zones that we can find ourselves in. There's the comfort zone, the learning zone, the panic zone, or it might be called the danger zone. And then if you go a full loop, you could end up back in the very shit zone or the doldrums, which is beyond, it's actually underneath the comfort zone. It's like not even resting. It's just barely surviving.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So what is the ideal place to be? Is the question that I posed to myself when I was trying to research these different zones and, you know, what's the optimal scenario here for someone to be into where you want to feel at ease a lot of the time. So the comfort zone seems obvious for that reason. But I also want to challenge my anxiety so that I know that I'm controlling it and that it's not controlling me. And if you think in that way, you might think, okay, the learning zone seems like a good idea. But for me, I have found that the best place to find yourself, for the most part, is in your comfort zone with regular visits to the learning zone, provided that you do eventually go back to the comfort zone. And when we make the leap from the comfort zone to the learning zone, you'll notice after a while that what was unfamiliar eventually becomes familiar. And what caused us anxiety, we now adapt to. And what we thought we weren't able for, we are now able for. And this experience is what I refer to when I say a stretch zone experience. And it's something we can only experience by leaving the comfort zone temporarily and experiencing this optimal anxiety that I've spoken of before. We then take what we learn in the learning zone back with us to the comfort zone. And as a result, we expand the limits of our comfort zone. And so our stretch zone experience is like, not unlike an exercise you would do in the gym that would make your muscle stronger. The muscle being the comfort zone where we feel most at ease. And eventually your muscle or your comfort zone can encompass a whole range of experiences that you might once have thought would be too much for you, such as public speaking. That's definitely been a big focus for me, or going to parties, or just any kind of social outing if social anxiety is what's bothering you, or taking on a new challenge at work if you found yourself in a bit of a rut there. But just as you push a muscle in the gym, you also have to rest it. This is why we go back to the comfort zone, so that we don't injure ourselves or burn ourselves out, finding ourselves in the danger zone, or worse, in the doldrums. By dipping out of the comfort zone with these very small stretches into the learning zone, we actually manage to retain some sense of control, rather than diving, you know, headfirst into something that scares the shit out of us, resulting in so much stress for an extended period of time that we're not able to function anymore. This controlled way, or this controlled approach to something new, or this approach to fear, always keeps your well-being intact, as it's you in the driving seat. You're in control. You're making the decision to have the stretch zone experience. You're well aware of your comfort zone, where it begins and ends. And you're well aware of when you're outside of it. And you're well aware that, okay, I'm outside of it now. I've learned something. I felt a little bit uneasy. And now I'm going to go back into my comfort zone. This keeps you on the optimal side of anxiety, which I promise is just so beneficial and helpful to your overall goal of owning it. I go into a lot more detail on the different zones of being in the Confidence Kit book, or if you're in the US, it's actually called You Got This, because my American publishers just love that kind of empowering language. I think here in Ireland we'd be a little bit too cynical for it. And I think this content might be the kind of content that's a little bit easier when you see it all mapped out on paper. I kind of describe them as being in a loop together rather than being stacked upon each other. So the comfort zone leads to the learning zone, leads to the danger zone, but not necessarily if we don't go too far. And if we're in the danger zone, we could lead to the doldrums, and then the doldrums is behind the comfort zone. But this makes a lot more sense when you see it on paper, and I will include a visual in the podcast notes. There's also exercises in there to help you identify if you think that you've gone too far into the panic zone, or that maybe you're in danger of spending too much time in the learning zone, as well as practical advice on precisely how to step outside of your comfort zone and how to choose the right stretch zone experience for you, which will not only bring down your day-to-day experience of anxiety, but bring up your feelings of self-confidence. So let's just wrap up now with a short relaxation exercise. Shift yourself into a comfortable position, maybe seated or lying down if you prefer to do that. Sometimes I prefer to stretch out. Close your eyes or rest your gaze on something that's far away without straining. Take a moment to just relax your jaw and your tongue. Loosen your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Let it just sit. Allow for one big sigh to release any tension you've been holding while you might have been listening. And then we're going to inhale through the nose for a count of four. Hold at the top of the breath for a further count of four, and then release the breath slowly through partially open lips across a count of eight. When you're finished, hold at the bottom for a count of four before repeating. Do this as often as you like before resuming with the rest of your day, and I really hope that despite everything that's going on right now, you manage to have a good one. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. I hope you found that helpful. And if you want to support the podcast, please do so by tipping me over on www.patreon.com/Caroline Foran. And I will be back with you very soon next week for another exploration into some more owning it tools and coping mechanisms. Thank you so much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The easiest way to access Owning It Real Time is to head to the link in the episode description or episode details, whatever you call them, show notes. You will find the link in there at the top. You can sign up right away for Owning It Real Time and access the full library of 10 situation-specific audio guides that will help you own your anxiety even more than you've ever done before.